Neil, catching up with you here on Wednesday morning. Looks like you might wrap spring planting up today.
That's correct, Dave. We have got about 100 acres to go here today, and they're calling for rain this afternoon. But the weatherman's been playing tricks with us this week, so I'm not going to hold my breath on that. So we should have no problem getting wrapped up today.
So how would you describe spring planting 2013?
Quick. Had a late start, and we had about a three-day delay there with a shower that we had last week. And we got right back on it, and we started on the 5th of May, and we'll be wrapping up today. That's pretty good time, you know, getting everything in 2 weeks.
So what allows you to make that kind of planting progress?
Having good help, having machinery that's ready to go, and luckily, knock on wood, we haven't had any really significant breakdowns. And just the weather, period. I mean, it's been really nice, actually. The ground's working up really pretty good. We had a lot of freezing and thawing over the wintertime, and just running things over with a vertical tillage tool, and things are crumbling up very nicely and planting very good.
Well, Neil, not only do you plant corn and soybeans, but you make a significant amount of hay in the course of the year. Have you had a chance to make any hay yet?
No, unfortunately we haven't. That's kind of back to where the weatherman, you know, was playing tricks on us. The weather here in the last 4 or 5 days has been very nice. And had we known that, we certainly would have mowed some down. But they've been calling for thunder showers all week, so we didn't. And it's starting to, I don't know, Dave, it looks good, but, you know, if we go another 2 weeks, it's going to start to get kind of rank, and the quality will be subpar.
For those folks not familiar with making hay, how much, once you mow the hay, how quickly then do you need to get it baled?
As quickly as possible. Around here in the Midwest, anyone that's baled hay before knows that there could be a rain any time, and it's really, really just a shot in the dark when a thunderstorm could pop up. So typically 3 days, depending on the moisture of the ground, the humidity, the wind. There's so many factors that go into making hay, Dave. But typically, you know, we mow it, and in 3 days we can have it up in a bale.
Right now, you think the quality is going to be pretty decent?
The quantity is certainly there. We've had some rains, we've had some heat, so the yield will be fantastic. However, like I said, a couple of weeks ago would have been the prime time to start getting first cutting up. And, you know, the longer we go, the more the grasses will go to head, and some of the things will, you know, not look as nice in the bale for some of our equine customers that are, you know, very particular. But, you know, it should be fine, really, as long as we can get it baled up without it getting moldy in the bale and so on and so forth. It's always difficult to get good hay up first cutting.
Neil, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Good luck here with the rest of your planting today. I hope things continue to work out, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Dave.